listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Well, I have been encouraged to inform you that there is now a Pizza Skull shirt available in the Magic Tavern Dashery store. Link to the store in the show notes, which also features the I'm Moving to Foon shirt. No, you're not. You have no way of getting there. The Get Nuts shirt, and lots more. Really, all the fashion equipment needed to convince anyone you might encounter that something is deeply off. So go get a shirt. But if you need a moment to think over that decision, only too understandable, then sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Nearly 11 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the village of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How you doing, cuz?
I'm doing all right, cuz. That's right, we're cousins.
That's right, we're cousins.
I've been focusing on our friendship and ignoring our cousinship for a little while.
Yeah, the best ship for, well, not for sailing, the best ship for something.
That's a boat ship.
Oh, the best ship for sailing is a boat ship.
A boat ship.
Yes.
That's what I would pick.
Yes. Arnie, here's what I'll do. Cousinship, that's the best ship for... And then we'll fill this in later.
Yeah. We'll record something later, and we'll just drop it into the episode.
Yeah, fill a ship later.
We insert good jokes later, right?
Yeah, Arnie, yeah, someday.
Right? Arnie?
Yeah, we're going to... Once we get to 20 years, we're going to go in and put all the joke. We're going to refresh the whole run.
Arnie, speaking of jokes... I have found all over this tavern, The Strange Familiar, I have found laughing taffing jokes. Have you heard of these? You seen these?
Laughing laughing taffing jokes? Have I heard of these? Have I seen these?
Yeah, so it's little bits of candy. Well, they're not really candy. They're really inedible, but they're wrapped in this cloth, and on the cloth is written in the most delicate calligraphy, the most absurd jokes.
Okay, can I hear an example of one?
Sure. Arnie, what's a vampire's favorite drink?
Does it say my name on the thing?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's a vampire's favorite drink?
Mm-hmm.
Blood?
Oh, it says water here.
Huh.
I think a joke's meaning is to undermine expectation.
Okay. Well, let me hear another one.
Because I think, you know, you might guess Bloody Mary or blood, but sure. I guess it's just water.
Chun.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat that?
No, it's inedible.
Yeah.
Ooh, I heard a jaw crack.
Yeah. Oh, no, Usador.
Oh, Usador, I know you just broke your jaw, but do you want to read one of these laughing taffy?
Sure. What do you call a chicken with a job?
What do you call... Chicken with a job.
K Okay, Arnie, really think about this. There could be consequences.
I'm so glad that it's not my job to come up with jokes, because this seems hard.
Yeah. I don't know you, sir. What do you call a chicken who has a job?
Mr. Bird. Because it's a formal title for the job he has.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yusidor, pretty good.
Yeah. Yusidor, can you fix your face? Because I would also like to introduce my other co-host, Yusidor the Blue.
I am Yusidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengis, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names, names of such great power and portent, that if I did err, speak but one aloud, most assuredly the seas would boil. The lands would boil. The air would boil.
The lands would boil.
Wait, what else is there? I got airs. I got seas. Rivers would boil. Lakes would boil.
Ooh, you've ever had a real good river boil, Arnie?
No. Sounds delicious.
Oh, you throw some corn in there? It's great.
In the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put some imps in there, some corn, what else?
Some mushrooms, a couple mushrooms. Gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it all up. And then just, like, sip up the river?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, don't look.
What?
Oh, okay. Wait, but don't, you got to tell us where not to look. Should I just close my eyes?
Don't look.
Or should I look everywhere? Should I grow more eyes?
Don't look at my sundial. Let's see. Don't look at my afternoon.
Don't look at your afternoon. Is that a euphemism?
Don't look at Chunt's afternoon.
Well, it is an answer to one of these laughing taffings, but that's not the point. Is that guy staring at us?
No. Oh.
That guy?
Yeah.
That guy over by the bar?
Yeah, that guy at the bar, but don't look.
Chunt.
Yeah?
I glanced.
Okay.
I didn't look, I glanced.
Good, good.
I full on looked, I realized.
Arnie. Well, he's coming over. He's coming over.
I know it is. I know it's, pardon me. I don't mean to, I know you're probably just going about your day and you don't want to be bothered, but,
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but aren't you Phineas the Fool?
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Hey, thanks so much for being a fan. I really appreciate it. But I was just looking to get a joint of mutton and a couple of flagons and hit the
sack.
Yes,
of course.
I'm not really.
Oh, well, please join us at this table. And
thanks for being a fan. I really appreciate it.
No. But we're actually doing our own show. We do a little show here.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is Arnold. He's from another world.
It's Arnie. Yeah, I'm from another world.
Arnie. Oh, another world. I'll accept that without asking any questions. That's fine. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and this is Chunt. He's a badger who used to be a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I see that. It's nice to meet you, Chunt the Badger. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. You said you want a joint of mutton?
Yeah, do they serve that here?
Of course. We can scrounge up. You just look like someone who only eats beef.
I don't know how to take that exactly. I mean, I usually eat beef, but sometimes I like mutton for a change of pace.
Well, please have a seat and join us here. I am Yusidor the Blue, one of the great wizards of this world, and I beg of thee, please sup and drink with us. I shall bring you a flagon of mead. Arnold, would you like a flagon of mead?
Sure, yeah. Or I'll have a beef joint. What was it again?
A beef joint for Arnie.
Mutton. I'm having mutton. You can have beef if you want, but okay. The mutton here probably pretty good.
Ooh. Oh, the mutton is outstanding. Would you like mint jelly with it?
No. I don't like to mix sweet and savory at all.
Okay.
Oh.
Chunt, what would you like?
I'll take a beef bong.
Beef bong?
Yep.
Be right back.
I'm so sorry. You said your name was Phineas the Fool?
Phineas the Fool. Yeah, that's right. I've been a fool for a long time. Jester, fool.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a living. I'm off duty right now. I'm just taking a little break from it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say you're a serious looking dude.
Yeah, well, when I'm on stage, there's a little me in there, but it's mostly a character that I'm doing. Some people don't know that, but it's not just me who's up there. I'm doing a little bit of.
That's great.
I'm actually not telling jokes right now. I'm just trying
that's
to be.
Awesome. That's jokes.
Yeah, what?
That's awesome.
No,
okay.
I'm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you're great. Maybe you're doing stuff that I'm not getting. You know, sometimes if you're like really famous, like you'll just like vibe off of that at the beginning of your performance and you don't really have to be funny.
I'm really not doing any jokes right now. I don't know what this badger is doing.
Oh, hell
yeah. All right?
Hell yeah. It's so good. Am I all right?
Awesome. Yeah, did you already have a beef bong? Like, what's going on?
Maybe. I just said the vicinity. That's so good.
Here we are. Mutton. Mutton for you.
Thank you.
Beef joint for you, Arnie. Flagons of mead for everyone. And, of course, for you, Chunt. Beef bong.
Thank you so much. This guy was just cracking some jokes.
Oh, I'm sure. He's so funny. Phineas, I have to admit, I have seen you on over 600 separate occasions. Wow.
600 separate? You must get to court a lot.
Well, the wonderful thing about being a wizard is I can just disappear like this.
Oh.
And then reappear.
Oh,
sorry. I reappeared while you were talking.
Equally surprising. Yeah. Could you hear me while you were gone? I don't know.
That's the problem with disappearing is when you don't exactly know when to reappear.
Yeah, that's
you can never perfectly time the reappearance. There's just no way.
Yeah, because we just disappear.
Is he going to he's in some nether realm.
Then you reappear.
That's hard. I do a little magic myself sometimes.
Oh, I know. But Arnie here from another world probably hasn't seen any of it. I would you mind if I hate to impose, but would you mind?
Do a magic trick right now?
I would be over the moon.
All right, I'm going to make this piece of roast potato disappear.
Okay.
Into my mouth.
Okay, so you're chewing it, all right.
As I say, I'm off duty and I don't really
know. No, I get it, yeah.
I thought I was going to eat these potatoes and this mutton and...
Where'd the potatoes go?
I ate them.
he ate them.
Chunt's really easy. Yeah.
That was not the prestige.
Well, it was at least an illusionist.
I always get those two confused.
Which one made me angrier?
What are we talking about, prestige and the illusionist? What are these plays or
some friends of ours? We know some magicians, not wizards born like I am, innate with magic. Of course, everyone else has to learn magic, and wizards such as myself are just born with magic. We know the prestige, and we know the illusionist. They did a double act for a while, then they really got into a bad fight.
The prestige, he's the one that's like that huge jacked man, right? Is he the really huge jacked man?
He was the prestige. That's correct. And the illusionist was the one that was a bale of hay. Was that the same one?
Hard to say.
Hard to
no
say.
One really remembers the illusionist very well.
All of those magicians kind of run together for me, to be honest.
I
wouldn't say that to their face, but I...
No, I never would. I respect the craft.
Yes, very good.
Speaking of craft, Phineas, tell us about this hat you have on.
This hat, I really should have taken this off if I wanted to be less recognized. I realize that now. That's a mistake. I've been wearing it for so long that I forget that it's there, but you can see when I move my head, you can hear it jingling.
Oh, that's good. That's pleasing.
Yeah, because it has many, I guess these are called corns. It's a multi-corn hat, and it has bells on the end of each corn. It's to look foolish and funny and
sort of
create entertainment, a sort of baseline of entertainment.
Well, there's sort of it kind of gives you a musical quality all the time that you can't get away from. It's very becoming.
As a comedian, I'm sort of music adjacent, I guess you could say.
Oh, interesting. You don't look it. What's under your hat is like two feral cats or something fighting?
No, it's just a hat with bells. Look, see when I shake it, it jingles. That's funny. Most people find that funny, but you didn't find that funny?
I giggled.
Chunt, you found everything else funny, and you didn't find that part funny?
You can't buy funny. This guy just bought a hat. I'm not going to laugh at a purchased item.
Yeah, it's not just the hat, though. I mean, I have the hat, but I've also put in literally decades of entertaining people in various royal courts throughout the land. So there's a lot behind this hat. I mean, yeah, I need the hat because it's my job, but I also... I'm funny.
That goes without question. Chun, don't question him. I saw you once at the court of Albane Belleroth. I mean, this must have been
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
Long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, yeah.
Yes, and you fell directly into a vat of pudding?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. I fell in. Yeah. Balrog was kind of obsessed with me falling into food. I fell into mashed potatoes for him. I fell into soup, pudding, of course. It paid well, but honestly, it gets a little tiresome when you have that level of focus on one joke over and over again. I like to do a lot of crowd work and sort of stay loose and like, I don't want to be one of these catchphrase guys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, certainly not. That seems awful to be stuck with a catchphrase. How dare you suggest that someone do something like that?
Or, like, you know, do jokes with your shirt off or something, with your tunic, you know, like, off.
Yes, indeed. I like your later stuff, too. When you started really, you know, kind of really razzing the people in the crowd and, like, you know, but making them feel like they're part of it, not like you're making fun of them, not at their expense, but...
Yeah, you know, the thing is that you can't do that with everybody. I mean, honestly, like, you know, the king, you don't really want to make fun of the king, so when you...
No.
Sort of have to turn it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, if I were, you have to flatter them a little bit. So you could do something like, you know, this roast chicken is as big as the king's. Right. And so that joke works in a couple of different ways, obviously.
Because you don't know what the is exactly.
No, you don't. I mean, you can guess what, you can guess what it is, but you don't know what it is.
Arnie, can
I don't
you guess like to what work it blue. Is?
Yeah, Arnie, would you be able to guess, being from another world, would you be able to guess what hoo-hoo was?
Well, let's see. Usually when I hear a sound effect referring to a body part, I usually think it's like a penis. But but and you're probably trying to compliment the king, so I'm going to say penis or balls.
penis or balls is correct. Balls. It could be either penis or... Mm-hmm. I mean, I was thinking penis, but it works whether it's penis or balls.
Yeah.
But it also works on another level.
It's not the butt, it's the penis or the balls.
Or butt.
If I said it's as big as the king's butt,
yeah,
I'm going to get canceled. And I think you know what I mean when I say canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be canceled. Really canceled.
Penis or balls.
Yeah, they'll cut your head right off.
Or your penis or your balls.
Maybe both.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes when you get canceled, when you get your head completely cut off, there's some people that will still platform you. They'll still like put you on a spike. And it's like, you're not fully canceled. People can still see your head.
You know what drives me crazy, though, is that, I mean, let's say you do get canceled and you do have your head removed. Is there any approved way for you to come back and start performing again? Yeah. Or is it just, that's it? You know, is there anything you can do to overcome that, or it's just over?
Are you allowed to get another body again, or is that just off the table?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no rules. Everybody's sort of making it up as they go along, you know?
I mean, you could try apologizing, but of course you don't have lungs.
Or a head. I mean, depending on where...
I guess depending
on... If you're in the body or in the head, I don't know.
That's a great question. Arnie, are you in the body or in the head?
God, I hope I'm not in the body. I hope I'm my head. I prefer my head. I think of myself as my head, and I just, you know, put up with my body.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Pizza Skull would make me think that you're mostly in your head, since he's a giant floating skull made of pizza.
Yeah.
It's another
Soup Legs. Remember Soup Legs? We met that guy?
We did meet Soup Legs. That's true.
Arnie, didn't you say there was a man on Earth who froze his head?
Well, I'm sure there are several, but probably the most famous is Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Is a Walt like a count? Or a duke?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that his name is Walt, just Walter Disney. I've never really thought about it before. But he does rule over a magic kingdom.
That's weird, because I worked for a King Disney for a while. I wonder if there's...
Oh, how was that work? I've heard mixed things about working for King Disney.
I mean, listen, it was a lot of fun. It was a well-run kingdom. Everything was very clean.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of rules, though, you know.
Yeah.
I just recently spent some time reading about King Disney and his legacy, and it just turns out a lot of the things he made were sort of about rebellion and resistance, and then... He ultimately didn't like that so much.
Yeah.
Interesting. I heard that his security detail, if you worked for security, you couldn't say you were security. You have to say, a friend of mine is security. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we should take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more from the incredible Phineas the Fool. And maybe we'll even get him to do his act.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
So, Phineas the Fool, I guess I ethically should tell you, we are recording this conversation. This is something called a podcast. And in my world, like 90% of all podcasts are people interviewing like the same dozen comedians. Oh. So I'm really excited to break into that format by interviewing you about your process, if you'd be willing to talk about it at all.
Yeah, I guess so. That's not really working. Sure. Yeah. And I'm proud of what I do. So sure. I'll be happy to talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned before, like, falling into food.
Yeah.
And I know that's not your favorite work. That doesn't define you. But do you get to pick the food, or does the king pick the food?
No, I wish I got to pick the food. I mean, I would love to just fall into, like, a plate of Brussels sprouts, right? Because that's a lot easier. But I suppose it's not funny. I suppose that's the problem. And, you know, you're really at the mercy of the king, and obviously they're going to pick the grossest, wettest food for you. So it's always something gooey, mashed potatoes or frosting or something like that. I haven't had a million cakes in the... Guys.
Sorry.
We're just talking about my process.
Yeah, yeah.
No, of course.
I've had a lot of cakes in the face and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pies in the face. Maybe we should move on to a different question.
Okay, sure.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Please, go ahead.
How did you get into fooling? Is that what it's called? Did you grow up foolish? Was your dad a fool?
I guess I've always been a fool. And, you know, I would do something or say something at home, and my father would say, "Get out of here, you fool."
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
that's
it just
starts.
Yeah, it just sort of stuck. You know, I just realized I had a talent, and I just ran with it. And, you know, you start in smaller places with a duke or an earl or a... Mm-hmm. Viscount.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or is it Viscount? Do they say Viscount? I honestly, I don't know how that's
pronounced.
I always
say Viscount. I like to confuse people and remind them that S is silent.
It probably is Viscount, but I had a moment of panic when I said it, and I wasn't sure if that was how you said it. But I
panic
guess it
not, friend. Just relax and enjoy your time here being interviewed by Arnie, and ignore that vat of lemon curd behind you.
Yeah, I clocked that. I clocked that earlier. I don't listen. I mean, I like to perform, but as I say, off duty, taking a little break.
Sure, sure, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
sure. So when you get your start, you're playing for like earls or viscounts or dukes. You know, you're playing those small courts.
Arnie, it's pronounced Viscount.
Viscount?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're doing, you're working for earls and dukes and those others.
Viscounts.
Like, is it tougher working for like a small crowd, or is there something pure about it? Like, you're just really about the jesting in that early stage.
Yeah, I mean it is pure jest. I mean, because you get a bigger crowd, and you can get lost in the room. Some of these castles are huge. But a small space, usually a viscount, am I saying that correctly? Viscount is going to be in some sort of basement dwelling. Mm-hmm. They don't have a ton of money. They got six or seven rocks. They pile it up into a house, and that's where they live, you know. So wow. It's a much closer space, much more intimate audience. Mm-hmm. And it's true, I do sort of miss those days.
Oh, but you've had such a successful career working such... large courts. I'd say that you're. I'd say you're able to do infinite jest.
Yeah, I probably could do infinite jest if I had the time.
Yeah, well, we could do infinite jest.
It's on the shelf.
Yeah, we all intend to eventually do infinite jest.
I appreciate it. I don't have to actually do it to appreciate and understand it. You know,
One day I'll figure out the rainbow's gravity as well. Who knows?
Chunt, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, why not?
It'll crush you.
Really?
If you get messed up with a rainbow real good and you get into its gravitational pull.
If leprechauns can do it.
Well, because they're very special magical creatures, and you're a very special magical creature too, but in a very different way. Rainbows are deadly. I've been telling everyone this. This is my new thing. Everyone, listeners back on Earth, rainbows are deadly. Avoid them at all costs. You'll be crushed to death.
Is it specifically the gravity involved with the rainbow?
The rainbow's gravity is deadly. They're beautiful. And they're wonderful, and they're a gift from the goddesses, but don't get caught in their gravitational pull. You'll get smashed to bits.
They're not made of light?
They are made of light, but they're also a little bit fussy, and if you get too close to them, they'll pull you right in. They don't give a shit.
Right.
Yes, they're a little bit fussy. That's the scientific way to explain it, I think.
Phineas, have you heard the story of Pagliducci?
Pagliducci, the hilarious clown?
Yes, he was a hilarious clown. Arnie, do you know Pagliducci? Hilarious clown. He went to a doctor because he was depressed. And wait, hold on. I ruined the story.
No, I know. No, I ruined the story.
Pagliducci.
He was a sad clown, I think.
He was a sad clown. He went to a doctor and he goes, "I'm so sad." And the doctor goes, "Go see the great clown Pagliducci."
And when you say go see Pagliducci, the doctor didn't know that this clown was Pagliducci.
The doctor didn't know.
The doctor was a woman. That's right.
Oh,
And women are very forgetful. And so, and Pagliducci said, "But doctor, I hate Pagliducci." Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, like, "Oh, yeah, I've heard mixed." And then Pagliducci was like, "You misunderstand. I am Pagliducci. I hate myself."
Wow.
And so it's sort of a lesson, Arnie, that clowns can also feel.
Oh. Chunt, I thought you were telling a joke.
So did I, Phineas. So did I.
I was going to say that you did a terrible job because it wasn't very funny. It was actually a very sad story.
Yeah.
But now I know you were just telling a sad story. And now, thanks for doing the opposite of entertaining us, I guess.
Thank you so much.
Well, but everything is context. I mean, in certain contexts, that might be a very funny story. Like, as you were saying earlier, if you fell into a plate of Brussels sprouts, knowing your entire history of falling into so many other types of food, it would be very funny to me because I'd be like, "Oh, he's riffing on that thing where he used to fall into pudding all the time."
Right, subverting expectations.
Exactly.
Oh, like Laughing Taffy.
Yeah, sort of a med... What is that?
Oh, it's this inedible candy called Laughing Taffy. They had these just sort of... it's sort of like anti-humor.
Huh. It's anti-humor candy?
It's sort of like... do you know Time and Eric? The clock is like a magical clock and a really tall guy.
Mm-hmm. I know Mark and Ark. Do you know those guys? Have you ever eaten a Snackers?
A Snackers?
Yeah.
No. Sounds delicious.
What's a Snackers? It's a candy confection that I had where was I? Oh, I was in the court of the Chiffonauds. Do you know the Chiffonauds?
Oh, yes, the Chiffonauds. Very, very impressive.
Very well dressed. Yeah.
Very well dressed. A lot of money. Really opulent affairs, and there's a lot of candy, and they had these amazing candy. They were like bar-shaped pieces of candy. They were called Snackers.
Oh, Arnie, this sounds like a Snickers.
We do have a candy on my world called Snickers that Chun always thinks of as Snickers, but Snackers sounds like it's more of a snack candy.
It's a candy and a snack, I guess.
I mean, maybe that's why you got so confused, Chun, about the Snickers so long ago, because we'd heard of Snackers. Oh, yes.
So it's called Snickers, and you say Snickers?
I always say Snickers, but it's sort of a Viscount, Viscount situation.
I was going to say, it reminds me, let's call the whole thing off. That's a joke. Now I just told a joke.
Arnie, do you have fools on Earth?
Well, yes, we do, broadly. But we don't really elevate, we don't really celebrate fools on my world. We do have people who tell jokes. They can get quite famous, like sort of performing jokes. I don't know if we have as many people who get shoved into vats of pudding. I'm sure it would do quite well, actually, on my world. I just wonder, like, then is the show done? Like, do you just like, you're like, well, I did the pudding.
You don't want to open with just falling into pudding,
mm-hmm.
because then you have to say, excuse me, I need to change my clothes.
Upon me, I shall return momentarily.
Yes.
Very, so good.
That's how I would deliver it if I was going to deliver it for real.
Very funny.
Now, how much of your act is just you being humiliated by the king? Do you ever get to, like, humiliate others on behalf of the king?
I try to. I mean, the nice thing about being a jester is I'm in a little bit of a position of power. I can say things to the king that other people couldn't say, or that would make him mad. And as you said, Isidore, it's about context, you know. So
yes.
So you know, I could say, you know,
oh, your Majesty, your son is so he fell from the castle wall.
I mean, I would put it in terms of a joke. I couldn't think of a joke just then, but I would put it in terms of a joke. I could say that to the king, deliver the bad news, and it's sort of a safe bubble. The comedy keeps me safe.
Oh, I see. Yes. You're kind of a truth teller, it sounds like.
Yeah, I speak truth to power. That's part of my job.
It's wonderful.
Has it ever made a difference? Like, has it ever changed anything a king has ever done?
All the time. Oh. Constantly. No, if there's a bad king, there's a bad king, and the bad king is doing terrible things to his people, and the right person tells the right joke, it'll completely change his mind.
Wow.
It happens all the time.
I love that.
You'll say a thing, and the king will suddenly realize he's been wrong all this time, and you'll get one of these.
Oh, a slow clap.
A slow clap. And then the king will stand, and then the rest of the crowd will stand and slowly clap, and the clap will get louder and louder. And then the king is good to all the people.
Wow. Oh, just like Ruddy. Ernie, did we tell you about Ruddy?
No.
There's a peasant who is just real gross, covered in pig shit and mud, just real ruddy, real run down. And he never got to go into town. And then one time, the town was up by so many points, they put him in the town.
Wait, the town was up by so many points?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of a joke.
Town points.
Okay.
And the whole town...
Let him tell the story.
The whole town carried him off on his shoulders.
Were they competing with another town?
Let him tell the story.
Yes, Arnie. Do you think towns don't compete with each other?
Wake up, man.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. We are currently in Nibblebottom. How are we doing?
We have a 6.
We're down by 20.
Fuck.
Because somebody won't compete, Arnie.
Wait, is this about me? Because I am kind of ruddy, if I'm being honest. I'm not short, but I am ruddy. I gotta clean myself up.
Well, clean yourself up, and we'll get out there and try and win the town, but we might be too far behind. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Phineas the Fool. Phineas, take us to break with a joke.
How many podcasts does it take?
Now, Phineas, I want to respect your space and your privacy, but I want to thank you for the time that you've offered to us to spend some time being interviewed.
Sure.
But I understand that you're on vacation.
I am, that's right.
What is it that a fool does in their time off? Like, what's exciting and interesting to you right now?
I'll be honest, I'm doing a little research.
Ooh.
Well, because the industry has really changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in this game a long time, and I know how I do it.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of guys, younger guys, who are doing... It's all about short form now. They're doing these really short...
Oh.
Short nuggets. Much lower production value. Sometimes they don't even wear a costume. Uh-huh. They don't even have one of these hats.
They don't even have the hat.
Arnie, no. Some of these guys just stick their finger into a pudding.
That's right.
Wow.
It's a stand-in, but it's not, obviously it's easier to do. You can stick a finger in the pudding, and then you can go to somebody else's house, stick a different finger in the pudding, go to another house, stick a different, and you can do it on a sort of bigger scale, but it doesn't have the same impact as a whole body falling into the pudding. So anyway, right. I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I'm getting a little over the hill. I don't know if I want to keep doing this the way I'm doing it. If I can just get a finger in a pudding instead of the whole body, then maybe that's the way to go.
Jump, push that fat up a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess I could see maybe just seeing a finger in a pudding wouldn't be satisfying. But if there was some way I could just very quickly watch 100 different fools put a finger in a pudding and then the next fool put a finger in something else. I could see that being good, but that takes a lot of fools.
What I've been thinking is that there might be something to this. This maybe is a business. Is what you could do is go around and see what kinds of small amounts of comedy people like and then go and find other people. So if I find out you like fingers in pudding, I can say, all right, here's a guy who puts a finger in pudding. Here's another guy who puts his finger in a pudding. And sort of bring them all to you.
Yeah, although it's just, we're talking hypothetically here. I don't want to be the finger guy. I don't want to be the guy that's really into...
Oh, sure. No, Arnie. Yeah. No, Judge. I get it. No, Judge. Yeah. You love fingers. It could be like a, you know, sort of corral them all together, and it could be like the sort of kings of fingers or whatever. The things of comedy or something.
The things. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Arnie used to be, before all these finger in the pudding guys sort of came along and they're sort of like mumble mouth jokes, used to be there was Coliseum Comics, Arnie, where a comic would get on stage and get an arrow shot through his head and go, oh excuse me, and then die. And it was unbelievable. It was so funny.
Really funny.
To see a guy get an arrow straight through the head.
And it's that kind of commitment to the bit that these young cats aren't really doing anymore.
He's really
sad
killing.
To see.
It's lazy. I when you think about it, it's like one of them will be like, I'm going to put my finger into a blueberry pie. And then like 1,000 others just put their finger to blueberry pie. They're just copying what the first one did.
Yeah. What are we doing here? I'm actually headed to the Finger Pie Festival.
Oh.
Just for laughs or?
Well, just to check out the scene. It's all
Five Pie Fest?
That's right, yeah.
I'm a little bit jealous. I mean, I know I was kind of like talking trash, but Five Pie Fest is probably pretty fun, I'd imagine.
It's Five Pie. It's Five Pie 19. They've been doing it a long time.
Oh, wow. But now, isn't there this new festival that's a little controversial that people don't want jesters to go to?
What the hell was that?
It's a little controversial. Did I say that right?
All right.
Viscount?
Remember, discount Viscount.
Discount. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I remember because it doesn't rhyme with discount.
Right.
But isn't there that festival that there a lot of really famous fools are going to, but the king is really bad, and everyone's like, oh, no, you guys are fool washing that kingdom. And that's just like, and they're getting paid really well to do it, but people are just really disappointed in these fools.
Oh, but Arnie, were you not listening earlier? As soon as they say something about the king doing something bad, he'll be good.
That's true. That's true.
And then you got to do it. In fact, why would you ever do a show for a good person? You'd got to go perform for the worst.
That's welcome to my life. Now you know why I'm taking a little break.
I'm so glad this is the real world and not something just magical and fantastical.
Me too.
Phineas mentioned you might be doing some sort of crowd work. How does sort of crowd work go for a fool?
Well, so you start with something where you say, you'd say, well, this is how I would do it. I would say,
hello, sir. You seem to be a badger of some sort. What is your name and where are you from?
Arnie, he's talking to you.
He's talking about you. You're part of the show.
No, he's talking to you. Oh, hi. My name is Chunt, and I'm from,
Chunt, you gotta make it about yourself more. Get aggressive for no real reason.
I'm from...
Say it, don't spray it.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh,
and then I would move on to the next person.
You.
Do me.
Sir, what is your name and what do you do for a living?
My name is Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Dracus. The elves know me as Fiangyak.
Okay, we get it.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I see.
It's a pretty sick burn. That's what I do.
Sick burn.
People like to see that. People like to see sick burns on stage.
Yeah, Arnie, people love when the fool asks someone for something and then cuts them off.
Yes.
We love that. Yeah.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Again, it's subverting expectations.
I don't know what else you would do with me, though. I am... a wizard here in my blue cloak and my long gray beard.
What kind of magic do you do, sir?
Well, I manipulate all sorts of lights and shadows to create the most incredible magical wonders you've ever seen.
Can you manipulate this Snackers bar into my mouth?
Oh, shit.
Ugh. Is it coming on to you?
Sure. Here you go.
Sorry, I was getting a vibe. Did I go in the wrong direction?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. It's got to be lonely on the road. Like
it is, yeah.
And you, it sounds like you're quite famous, so it's probably hard to have like a sincere conversation with anybody.
It is. I got to say, I was a little worried when you guys recognized me, but I've had a lovely time hanging out with you and just talking about the real me, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Phineas.
That's wonderful. We've had a lovely time with you. You sort of put that fat over.
And you know, while we're on this kind of cozy, getting to know each other as real people vibe, I was just hoping you could sign these 600 programs from all the shows I've seen that you've done.
Yeah, is that going to be a blue marker, and you're just going to sell it at the marketplace?
No. These are for me, for my personal collection. I'm a huge fan.
Okay, so I should make them all out to Usador?
You say to my friend.
Mm-hmm. To my friend Usador, I'll just sign. Specifically, the name Usador on each one?
I don't know if you need to do that. Because you'd have to write the whole thing. Usador.
I'll just do one. Why don't I just do one and we'll
okay,
call.
There's one. There's one.
Here you go.
Thank you.
The fool.
Thank you. That's so nice. I could probably forge that.
Sorry?
What?
I thought you said something.
No.
Phineas, before you go, would you mind? I'm so sorry to ask this. There's sort of a painting up there, sort of a magical painting. It just kind of keeps moving. Would you mind climbing up this ladder and just sort of straightening the painting?
Yeah. Just climb up this ladder?
Yeah,
just to the very unstable. Top.
Not my expertise. I'm not really a. Okay, let me see. Okay. And there, is it straight now?
Not quite. Just get up on your tippy toes.
A little to the left. Oh, I got to lean out a little bit to make it. Okay.
Just a little further.
Oh, no. I'm covered in lemon curd.
Yes, I did. Oh, Artie, he landed right on his...
I mean, I... he landed on either his penis or his balls. Yeah.
Does that make you guys happy?
I just have to say... It was so organic that I enjoyed it just tremendously. Because
it felt
very
organic.
It was just one of those things that just naturally happened in the course of events of today. Yeah, so
that's what makes it funny. It's just a natural thing that just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to confess, I found it funny, too. I hope it wasn't too bad for you, but it was funny.
I mean, this hat cost me 50 pieces of silver, so...
50 pieces of silver for that?
It's a really nice hat.
It is. Like, can you clean that hat?
No, I have to throw it away.
Oh,
I feel bad about that.
It's all right. Anything to entertain you guys.
But today you've entertained a wizard. And what if I cast a magical cleaning spell to just clean you from head to toe?
That would be fantastic. Now I feel too clean in some ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You're bright. It's kind of hard to look at you right now.
Shiny as hell.
Rubbed raw.
Ooh, the wind is sort of blowing past your asshole and whistling.
Well, Phineas, thank you for being open with your time with us. And I just sort of feel bad that now the other people in the tavern saw you fall into something for us. Clearly everyone else is lining up to get you to fall into something for them.
Yeah, I kind of have to get out of here. I can't stay at this place. This place isn't safe. But I'll move on to the next tavern, the next town. It's what I do. And maybe I'll, Usador, maybe I'll see you at Phi Pi.
Oh, I'll see you at Phi Pi 19 for sure.
Okay, great.
Bye, Phineas.
Bye.
Goodbye, Phineas. Goodbye, Phineas. He can't see me waving. Let me climb up this ladder so he can see me waving.
Usador, careful.
Ooh, I moved the vat.
My coccyx.
But to be honest, Usador, if you had fallen in, it wouldn't have been funny because you're not a professional.
And Usador, you could have broken your coccyx or your ballsix.
Yeah.
I think I got both.
Oh. Be careful. You almost yormed yourself.
To
To the younger members of our listening audience, don't try any of this at home. And by that, I mean hosting a podcast. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Phineas the Fool was played by special guest Jonathan Colton. Jonathan is an incredible musician and will be touring with Amy Mann this February and March. Also, if you get the chance, we highly recommend the Joko Cruise, Jonathan's yearly cruise dedicated to music, comedy, and games. Joko Cruise 2026 is sold out, but already on sale, the next cruise will happen February 20th to 27th in the year 2027. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus, creating the brackets for this year's March Magic. The hosts make up a bunch of magic users, and the Patreon supporters spend all March voting on that foolishness. Here's a clip.
Number one with an arrow. It's gotta be... Arnie, I'm so sorry you're hearing about it this way. It's got to be Marnie Peepants.
What?
Of course, this is a few years ago. Isidore and I concocted a plan to make a woman who looked exactly like you.
Oh, right.
That you might mate with so that if you ever left, we would at least have your offspring. Her name is Marnie Peepants. She went clinically insane.
Clinically insane?
I say clinically because I don't like to call women crazy. But she is clinically crazy strong. And she, I think she could hold her own in this competition. Marnie Peepants.
Okay. Marnie Peepants, Miss Frizzle.
Oh, God.
Marnie so far,
Peepants is
going
to win this thing. I'm going to be so mad.
I think my, mine is definitely going to be.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I do need to spend at least a second more learning about Marnie Peepants.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show and voting on the March Magic Brackets, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.